The Survivors Network for Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, says only about 5% of sexual abuse victims actually report the crime. A spokesperson for the Wisconsin chapter of SNAP, Mary Guntner, is especially concerned that the report doesn't include allegations made against Catholic brothers and nuns, who also have contact with young people.
You know, if I was a parent, knowing a number doesn't do me any good. Knowing the person's name and whether or not they were at my parish does me some good. So I don't see the numbers as being particularly useful.
The head of the Green Bay Diocese says he doesn't know exactly why the report excluded brothers and nuns. Bishop David Zubik says one possible explanation is that the study was done at the request of the Catholic Conference of Bishops. That doesn't necessarily have authority over those who aren't ordained clergy. SNAP also criticizes bishops for not releasing the names of accused priests. Bishop Zubik says he has released the names of the 35 accused in his diocese to law enforcement officials, but not publicly, because some may be innocent.
And I'm very much concerned, and I believe that each one of you would be sensitive to that as well, that once a person's name is out there and they have been accused falsely, and there have been a number of people who have been accused falsely, across our country, then their reputation is destroyed.
Bishop Zubik apologized to victims of clergy sexual abuse and encouraged victims who haven't yet to come forward. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.